Princess Divine, Golden Beauty, Fellow Conspirator. Parian, Valet, Butler, Intolerable Man, Lazy to Boot. Agnes, Maid, Cook, Underpaid, Odd Opinions, Scottish, Wonderful. Niall Pierce, The Tenant, Proven Pyramus, Mystery Still Abounds. Young Hawks, Mighty Nigel Hawks, St. Crispian's Unlikely Vicar. Duke of Islington, Disapproving, Well Educated, I Believe. The Roman, St. Crispian's Resident Ghost, whom I've yet to see in person. Mary Barrage, Fellow Survivor of Fortitude, a Preparatory School for Girls. Jack Hollingstell, Mary's Pretend Cousin, Scoundrel, Owed Two Favours. Roland Sutherland, Childhood Nemesis Turned, Gorgeous Sun God. Sophronia March, Old Friend, Artist, Painting in Italy. Phineas and Oliver Brookstone, Twins, Fleeing Marriage. Jolly good fun. Miss Hunt, Unlikable, Husband Hunting, Her Sights Set on Roland. George West, Possible Husband for Arabella, Loves Maps and Sweet Peas. Charles Goddard, Tall, Skinny, Flagpole, My Unintended Intended. Evelyn Stewart, Maxwell's Older Brother. Maxwell Stewart, January the 31st, 1861, to July the 27th, 1880. July the 1st. A noise woke me from my dreams this morning. I lay curled beneath my blanket in the dark, eyes closed, in a general, and what would prove temporary, sense of well-being. Upon hearing the noise a second time, I battered my eyes open and scrunched the blanket away from my face. Nightmare of all nightmares. There stood an apparition peering over me in the near dark, a shiny nose beneath a bent set of spectacles. The nose I had seen before, the spectacles I had not. Proud as I may not be to admit what happened next, I am committed to the truth. I screamed. And Cousin Archibald flew backward, flapping in his silk morning robe. "Cousin Archibald," I stated calmly. "Strike that," I shouted. "What are you doing here?" He spent several seconds shushing me, holding his finger to his lips and blowing spittle from his mouth.
"Shush, shush, quiet down."
"I will not," I answered, pulling my blanket to my chin for decency's sake. "Why are you in my room?" His face was bright scarlet, and he looked as if he wanted to bash me on the head.
"You'll wake the tenant."
"He'll survive," I snapped. "Now, what in heaven's name are you doing?" My assumption was revenge for having put an end to his ruinous meddling in my life. Archibald straightened himself and wiped his mouth with the sleeve of his purple morning robe.
"I want to let you know I intend to accompany you to church."
"Church," said I.
"Yes, church," answered he.
"The religious meeting that begins at 11 o'clock, pressed I.
"Yes,"
confirmed he. "The one where morality, honesty, and selflessness are discussed?"
"Yes, the very same."
At which point I refrained from scoffing. Only just. "What time is it now, cousin?"
4:30, stated he.
I collapsed back onto my bed and, as it was the Sabbath, uttered a prayer for the demon to leave me be. Upon reopening one eye, I saw my petition had gone up in vain. Cousin Archibald was still standing in my room. "Why are you telling me you wish to attend church at 4:30 in the morning?"
"We must arrive early," came his reply.
"Why?" I demanded, resisting the urge to strangle the old man.
"It's July the 1st,
he screamed with near desperation.
"Shh,"
I whispered in return.
"Yes,